Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This may be the shortest engagement I have ever heard about. Last night, Matt Stell dropped a bomb on social media saying, "Hey, last Friday, I got engaged.
Hold on.
Saturday, we got married."
24-hour engagement?
Yes! 24 hours. They went from fiancé to husband and wife.
I don't understand this, because I always thought an engagement was to sort of promote your wedding and enjoy the time telling people you're going to get married, your desire to get married.
Well, and you plan the wedding and things like that. Like, I have so many questions the next time we talk to Matt Stell. Like, she was okay with this? Because, yeah, if she's getting married, like, I'd want a dress. I want to make sure the people I love are there. And I don't know, maybe they all were there, but I was reading, I'm like, 24 hours, that was their engagement period.
Yeah, I just asked ChatGPT the point of an engagement. And it says to publicly announce a couple's intention to marry, signifying a commitment to one another and making the start of a significant period between the proposal and the wedding. They did 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, and then they didn't even announce it until after everything was said and done. When you proposed to your ex-wife,
yep,
what was the time period between the proposal where you actually got engaged to the actual wedding?
About 2 years. Mine was long because we planned an extravagant wedding and I had to coordinate with people coming from Australia, which mm-hmm. they've got to book like a year in advance or more. So it was a 2 year period. We worked on it for a considerable amount of time.
I want to say, well, I mean, Art and I have kind of a not so traditional love story. But I want to say we were close to like a year and a half, maybe 2 years from the proposal to when we actually got married.
I think you need at least 6 months. But I've heard of people like going to Vegas getting married and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't understand getting proposed and then 24 hours later getting married. Shouldn't you just get married then?
Yeah, like, hey, here's the ring. Let's do it. I mean, good for them. Congratulations to the happy couple. But I want to see how this compares to the IE.
Okay.
Okay, has anybody had a 24-hour engagement? Or maybe you were on the other end and you had a very, very long engagement.
Oh, this is fun. Let's find out what the IE thinks of this. Let us know your shortest or longest engagement. 888-431-3764. If I could, damn, I would. Congratulations to Matt Stell, who got engaged. And then 24 hours later got married.
Yeah, that was a quick engagement period.
World's shortest engagement, it seems like. So we want to know from you, how long were you engaged for? 714 says, I had less than a 24-hour engagement, if you can even call it that. Early 20s, at a bar, high school sweetheart. He kept asking me, when are we going to get married? I called him out on it, drove to Vegas. But when I sobered up to my parents calling, saying, if we do it, then don't come home, we didn't get married.
Okay. Dodged a bullet there. 951 says, my husband and I didn't even have an engagement. We were going to Vegas for a friend's wedding. He asked if I wanted to get married. While we were there, I said yes. So the next day, found a chapel, got married. And on our first anniversary, we had a reception to celebrate with our friends and family.
See, I hear that all the time. Just getting married and then celebrating with family later. I've never heard of someone getting engaged and then getting married straight after, because it defeats the purpose of the engagement, I think.
Or maybe there's some bad juju with it, like the 323 that says, my ex-husband uh-oh. And I were married after a week and a half of engagement. We had actually been together for 3 years, but he wanted a leap day wedding. Turns out to be bad luck. Married on leap day because it didn't last.
And it was bad luck. and he thought it was going to be good luck. And there it was. Terrible story.
Gina and Corona, what about you? How long was your engagement?
I was with him for 5 years. Christmas morning, he asked me to marry him, and then we got married a year and a half later.
Traditional.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the standard amount of time. The day engagement just blows me away.
And it went so fast that it felt like we had just got engaged the day we got married.
There's a lot to do in that engagement period.
Yes.
How long you been married?
We'll be married 22 years, February 22nd.
Well, that is amazing. Congratulations to you guys. And 951, showing it does work, says he proposed to me March 17th. We got married April 19th, 32 days later.
How do you plan a wedding in 32 days? But it does work. Congratulations to you. It took me 2 years to plan my wedding that failed.
They are just much more productive than we are.